Kiniyut Beis is as you would expect. In Kinis is a kina on the Beis Hamikdash itself. Ohali refers to the Beis Hamikdash. Ohali Ashataf to Adloi Bereishis. The Beis Hamikdash, which Hashem desired even before creation, in Kisei Kavod Litzarfai, to line it up with the Kisei HaKavod, Lama Lo Netzach Shudat Biyad Shaydidim. If it's such an essential part of creation, why should it be in the hands of plunderers? V'niyasa Karaya Ba'atiya. And you, Hashem, have become like a helpless shepherd, V'ra'ashta V'raganta V'ata Malipai. As if saying, I have no place here. The Beis Hamikdash is no longer. Kaviyachul, God has no place anymore among us. So this kapitel, this kinna, is a short kinna, which talks rather strongly about the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, the loss of that central place for Klal Yisrael. I had seen a number of years ago a psak halacha brought from Rebbe Eliashiv. One never knows if there's a source for it or no source for it, or I mean, there's a source in the storybook, but you never know what's authentic or what's not authentic. But I had seen a story, and I found recently a Pnei Yeshua, which echoes, which says the aside. The story there was about a couple from South America. The wife wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, and the husband did not want to move. And as was brought down there, the woman tainted that al pidin, you have to go. The halach is a mishnah ksubis that akom island that husband or wife, if one wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and the other doesn't, that there's an obligation to go. And they agreed that they'd ask Rebbe Eliashiv, and they asked him, and he asked the woman why she wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. And she said that in Eretz Yisrael, she has family, she has friends, there are people there, and Yiddishkeit is easier, and they're living in South America. And the way it's recorded, Rebbe Eliashiv responded that the halacha of going up to Eretz Yisrael is only if you're going up for Chibas Aretz. If you're going up because of love of Eretz Yisrael, if you're going because you have friends there, because Yiddishkeit is easier, that's not called going up to Eretz Yisrael. Going up to Eretz Yisrael is when someone has a hergish, a chiba, connection to Eretz Yisrael. That's the idea of going to Eretz Yisrael. So, whether it's, the idea is a beautiful idea, whether it's a Dvar Halacha, when you read something like that, you wonder if it's reported correctly, if it's a Dvar Halacha or not. Pnei Yeshua, Ksubis, the end of Ksubis, is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The 13th parak of Ksubis contains in it virtually all the Gemaras that talk about Eretz Yisrael, talk about the Sholei Shvuos, they talk about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, those Tanam and Amirayim who desire to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's all in Ksubis, which incidentally is by itself a bit of a pella. What's it doing in Ksubis? Understand that it comes into Ksubis because the husband and wife could force each other to go up to Eretz Yisrael. But you would expect the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to be in Kachim or maybe in Zraim. And I once saw that the Chassam Sofer asked his Rebbe, Baal HaFlah, regarding Masechet Ksubis, Perek Afalpi. There's a Perek Afalpi, which starts with the word Af. And he said, he asked his Rebbe, how could there be a perek that starts with Af? The Chazal say, Arba Poschu Ba'af. There are four places that a pasuk begins with Af, and all of them went with Timoy. All of them went to a disaster, starting from the snake, Af Ki Omar. And he said to Chava, he started a pasuk with Af, and Haman began with Af, and Kairach began with Af. There are four psukim that begin with Af, and they all went to destruction. How could a parak start with Af? And HaFloy answered him, the Ksubis has 13 prakim. It's God's Ksubit to Klal Yisrael, so to speak. And the 13 prakim are connected to Yud Gimel Midais, the 13 Midais of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Hashem, Kerach, Bechanun, etc. And the fifth parak is connected, the Midah of Lehesek Lad Apoy, the Midah of Hashem containing his anger. And that's why it starts with the word Af. That was his response. Given that, the 13th parak is Vinake. It's a puzzle that talks about purify Klal Yisrael. V'chiper ad Mosay Amay. Klal Yisrael is the place of Vinake. And it would give understanding as to why Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael is in the 13th parak of Ksubis, part of Kaviyachul, God's Ksubit to Klal Yisrael. Be that as it may, getting back to the Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Yeshua is going on the Gemara, Kol Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, Shari B'loy Oven. Kol Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, Shari B'loy Oven. Someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael lives without sin. Unfortunately, we know many people in Eretz Yisrael who live with sin in Eretz Yisrael. Kol Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, Shari B'loy Oven. Pnei Yeshua says, Kedai hu schus Eretz Yisrael, lahogen mipnei ha'avayim. Somebody lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's Kedai, the schus of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, to protect. So why do we know people that are not Shari B'loy Oven? And there, the Pnei Yeshua says that it refers to Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael. Someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael with the ponim, with the face, with the attitude of living in Eretz Yisrael. He has the chibas haaretz, he feels he's living in Eretz Yisrael. He's living in the neighborhood, in God's neighborhood, so to speak, in the neighborhood of the Beis HaMikdash. He's living in the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly. Somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael with the chibas Eretz Yisrael, with the keshet Eretz Yisrael, so he feels he's in the presence of the Ravina Shalom. So Kol Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, Shari B'lo Yaven. Someone who feels that God is right there, is around the corner. So Kedai Hu Schus Eretz Yisrael, Lohagim Ibnei Ha'avayim. That itself protects from Oven, protects from sin. So many people who ask me, they tell me, I got Eretz Yisrael, I always have some connection there. They tell me they go, and they don't feel anything, they don't see anything. Maybe you have to go with the right attitude, looking for the right things. But to go with a sense of being in the neighborhood of the Ravina Shalom, in the neighborhood of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something that a person, the fact that Eretz Yisrael is so available to us is, I'm not a kanoi. But someone once told me, a relative of his got sick, so he went to Uman to daven, which is okay, it's better than a lot of other things. But there's no direct flight to Uman. He landed in Tel Aviv, slept over in Tel Aviv, and then flew to Uman to daven. I told him, I don't understand. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't go to Kever Rachel, Marsa Machpelah, the Kaisel. You had to go to the Ukraine to daven. There's no place to daven in Eretz Yisrael. I couldn't understand it. And I realized that it's available. Been there, done that. We were at the Kaisel already, or Kever Rachel, Marsa Machpelah. Uman is a hard place to go. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of... So to a person, it has that feeling, that chashivas. Eilon, woe to us that we should have such a heritage, such a feeling. God forbid. And Kever Rachel is a place where a person davens and a person is answered. A person goes to Kever Rachel because it's Kever Rachel. You go there, you daven and you're answered. It's a place where a person goes with Shas Tzara. Beis HaMikdash is on a har. It's a place for Shas Simcha, Tehes V'siyata D'Shmaya. You could have a tzara there too. The Kvarim are in the valley. They're a place a person davens when he's down. And a person feels feels the connection to the place, then it's meaningful. Someone can go to the Kaisel and put effort. It takes a lot of effort. You go to the Kaisel today to have a hergish of what it means to be at the Kaisel, to be there. There, the place that you don't realize that for generations, not generations, thousands of years, people told their children there's a Kaisel. And it was like, it was like Mashiach. It was something that's an issue of faith, that it exists, it does exist, it doesn't exist, who knows? There were no closed circuit TV monitors that you can click on the Kaisel at any time you want. It was the Kaisel was a dream. People came to the Kaisel. They came to the Kaisel. If you come to the Kaisel with the feeling of Oli Ashata'afta Adlei Bereishis, Oli Beis Hamikdash, that place, Ashata'afta Adlei Bereishis, that even before the world was created, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired, had a title, we say about God, in Kisei Kaved Litzarfei, what's Hashem's desire? To line it up opposite the Kisei HaKaved, that the Kisei HaKaved's foundation, so to speak, should be at the Kaisel. One of the five things that we mark on Tisha B'Av, the five things are the Bechia on the first night of Tisha B'Av in the time of the Meraglim, the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of Beitar, and the fifth thing is the plowing over of the Har HaBayis by our enemies, by the Nesrupas HaRasha, who plowed over the Har HaBayis. Now, it doesn't seem to fit exactly with the Churban Bayis, the destruction of Beitar, and the plowing over of the Har HaBayis. How does that fit in the sequence of terrible tragedies? And the answer is that as long as you could see the Kaisel, as long as you could see the remnants, Klal Yisrael still had a tshuka, had a desire. It's a place that's going to be rebuilt. Once it was plowed over, our enemies came and they made sure throughout the generations that the Kaisel was not visible. That it was plowed over and later generations was made into a garbage dump so that it not be visible. Chazal say that Bo Yaakov Yikorei Bayis. Har HaBayis till Yaakov Avinu was a Sodeh. It wasn't a Bayis. Bo Yaakov Yikorei Bayis. It has a different name when it's a Bayis. It's your home. It's where you belong. And Teresrupas came, he plowed it over. It wasn't anymore. There was no remnant. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy when a person doesn't see any remnant of the Beis Hamikdash. It's history. It's thousands of years ago. It's the Spanish Inquisition. We have no remnant. We know about it. We see it about it, but it's history. If the Churban is history, then it's not alive, then it's a tragedy. Today we have the Kaisel. How many people today are, so to speak, plowing over the area of the Kaisel and don't see what there is to see when they look at the Kaisel? Don't see what there is, the remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, the place that Klal Yisrael davens through from all over the world. If you could feel the wind of all the tefillahs from all the world, you would stand at the Kaisel, you'd be blown away by all the tefillahs that are all coming in that direction. And there you are, able to daven at the Kaisel, to daven a proper davening at the Kaisel. The Kaisel should evoke that in a person. The person goes to the Kaisel, he should say, Oli Asher Ta'afta Adlai Bereishis, Im Kisei Kovei Letzarfei, where am I? And at the place that a Kaddish Baruch Kaviyachu had a taiva that was Mesaiv Adloi Bereishis before creation, and Kisei Kaved Letzarfei to line it up with the Kisei HaKaved. So this kinna is a kinna on that. As the Pnei Yeshua says, have a hergish of a chiba for the place you're in. It works if you're connected to it. It works if you have a hergish, you have a feeling of where you are. It works if it's meaningful. That's this rather short kinna on Ahali. It keeps on beginning with Ahali, referring to the Beis HaMikdash as my tent, somehow more personal than my bias, my tent, my place, Kaviyachal, that Kaddish Baruch called my place, Klal Yisrael calls our place, the place where we connect the Kaviyachal with the Rabbi Mishalayim. Ahali Ashatavta.